This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 5 of the Dog Days of Advent, and I have barely any voice. So today, Clay is reading The Briar Wreath.
It was a delicate task, and one that was crowned with honor, to gather the wreath that would be displayed above the Capitol doors. In seasons past, Master Gavril had led his party to the greenwood and the pinewood, selecting individual boughs from the tree there. And then he and the other masters and mistresses, who were also called master now, but forgave him for using the old ways because he was old, would weave them into the great wreath. But this year, Master Gavril wanted something different, something organic. So he went to the Winterwood. He knew that others had gone before him, seeking a wreath from the Order of the Brambles, and that most had come back injured and empty-handed, while others had not returned at all. He had prepared, though. He had learned the prayers and practiced the ritual bows and walks. He had brought an offering of fresh soil and nutrient-rich mulch, and not one in his company carried an axe or saw. Gavril's party reached the clearing, and he alone moved forward through the impaled skeletons of those who had made this attempt and failed, his movements precise and deliberate. He spoke the words of the prayers and made his offerings of soil and mulch. He made his bow and walked in a circle around the offerings, then bowed again. And then he waited. He was expecting drama, a sudden storm perhaps, or trees come to life. But none of that happened. Instead, there was a rustling sound, then a strong shake, and the suspended wreath dropped to the forest floor. He gestured for his companions to step forward and retrieve it, and then he bowed again and backed out of the clearing. The wreath, wrapped in white lights, was hung above the Capitol doors, and while some people complained that it looked like a bunch of dead sticks, most passerbys understood that it was meant to represent the stark beauty of winter, and the idea that death is a part of the entire cycle of life. Master Gavril stood among the crowd on the last night of the Winter Festival and smiled.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.